I'm John Batchelor. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm visiting with Steve Diehl, Captain U.S. Navy, retired, a veteran inside the building as well as a veteran at sea and on land in the wars of these last decades. Defining a problem I didn't know existed, which is that 3 and 4 stars are not reviewed by anybody but their friends, 3 and 4 stars. And that the politics of this mean that once you retire from the Army, you're moving into a post that is enormously rewarding, so don't rock the boat. What is to be done? You mentioned the nomination for the Secretary of Defense, Mr. Hegseth, which is certainly a departure from the past. Is that enough? Do we need some structure to be changed, Steve?
Yes, absolutely, John. We must take civilian control of the military and our national security. I mean, the people are the ones who create that national security. We can look towards systems and structures and institutions, but the people that we nominate and lead those processes are really should be the focus of all our efforts. And the Secretary of Defense has the power in law to, for one, approve or certify that performances for a 3 or 4 star officer is sufficient for retirement. And when that officer is retired in that grade, John, it's for life. If you have served 40 years in the military, you get 100% of your base pay for the rest of your life. Obviously, you're going to move on to different boards of directors or other things that are pretty highly esteemed in American society. American media brings those folks alongside as pundits and consultants. It's kind of a self-licking ice cream cone where no one questions that group of people. And so it's going to take something, I believe, and, you know, I was as surprised as everyone probably other than the president when Pete Hegseth was nominated. But this, like I say in the article, this could be a Marshall moment for change where, yes, we don't want to fight a war, but we certainly want to deter one. And picking the right people to be able to deter one might, I feel, take some drastic measures, things that we might be allowable in law, but certainly have not been allowable in our current social structures in the military. For one thing, as I say in the article, is the Secretary could provide a list of things that strategic intent for those officers to accomplish during their time frame, and if they did not accomplish something as a national level, he does not have to certify them to retire as a 3 or 4 star. They can retire as a 2 star. And that's great. That's a super pension and healthcare system, and no one's going to starve on that pension. But something has to change. Definition of insanity is encircling national security right now, I believe. And someone like Pete Hegseth might be the exact right person to change these things.
Final question, Captain, 30 seconds. Your fellow officers in the U.S. Navy, the juniors and the middle ranks, are they aware of this weakness? And everybody's nodding along with us. 30 seconds.
Yes. I get notes all the time from my former junior officers who are now in the building or have long left the military. Yes, they're absolutely. And they know that they're fodder for these senior officers who are in this political sphere. And it really saddens me because that's, you know, another big piece in the article is, you know, that is the seed from which America's freedom is going to be sown and realized. And they see this every day and they're disheartened by it. And thus we have an open faucet of talent at every decision point, every career decision point throughout the military.
Steve Diehl, writing at Quincy Institute.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.